It's Taking the Lead with Ray Gustafson.
WSJM. 7:14 on Taking the Lead. Welcome to your Wednesday, August 14th, 2019. Doug Cunningham joining us this morning. Doug, we have a story in the news about fall enrollment for the Bridge Academy in Benton Harbor is now open. And they're actually celebrating, what, their 10th year in operation?
Yeah, this is the 10th year, and this is for non-traditional students who want to achieve academic and vocational goals. And it's for both youth and adults. So you have both opportunities. If you're out there and you think this might work for you, you ought to listen up. Because Michigan Works is partnering with local educators. And we spoke with Allie Knapp, the interim director of the Bridge Academy, about all of this and what this program is designed to do. Just tell us about the Bridge Academy, what the program is, first of all, for listeners who might not realize what this is.
So Bridge Academy is housed within the Michigan Works Service Center in Benton Harbor. Our role is to help identify a path for meaningful employment for our students. So we know that there are quite a few people out there who haven't been able to complete their high school diploma or their GED, and we know that's holding them back in the workforce. So we help them to earn their high school diploma or their GED, and then also align them with a meaningful career path and help them with training through our Michigan Works Center to be able to go on to that next step in their life.
And how long have you been doing this, the Bridge Academy program?
The Bridge Academy has existed for this about 10 years. So this is coming up on our 10th anniversary, and it's kind of taken a couple different forms. The formula we have right now really seems to be working well for giving people kind of the best of both worlds when it comes to the vocational side of things and also the academic side of things.
In terms of who's available, I mean, who's eligible for this program, it serves non-traditional students. And if you could just elaborate a little bit on who these folks are that can take advantage of the program, who is eligible for this?
Right. So we serve youth and adults. We define youth as students who are 16 to 19 years old. Those would be your students who maybe traditional school didn't work for, kind of on the recent side of things. So if they decided to stop going to school for whatever reason, if they were removed from school for whatever reason, students that maybe don't have that traditional life set up where the traditional 5 days a week, every, 6 hours a day, maybe it doesn't work for them. And then we also serve adults. So our adult programming is open year-round and serves students kind of from all over. So we have students that are only removed for a couple of years from their schooling. We have students who come decades after they last attended a traditional school. So really the only requirement on adult or youth programming is just that they're not enrolled somewhere else in a school environment.
And as I understand it, this is not strictly just education. You guys deal with social skills and other things, right?
Absolutely. So that's the beauty of it. We're not doing this in a vacuum just for the sake of getting this diploma. We're doing this to help kind of the full person, and in some cases, the full family. So we work on social skills. We work on adaptability, on flexibility, on working around people that are different from you. We help with all of those barriers that might get in the way socially of a student being successful at school or on the job. So we do have support services, guides that help us and help our students. That they're actually, our youth are assigned to a student success coach whose job it is to come alongside them and help with whatever barriers socially, economically, transportation, food, all those barriers that may get in their way of being successful, they have someone that's in their corner that's helping them along to fight through those barriers while they're also getting these trainings.
And the fall enrollment is open now through October 2nd, so anybody who is eligible and falls into this category, they can enroll. How do they do that?
Best option, I think, is just to come in, because then you can kind of see the space and really know what you're getting yourself into. We'd love to meet you, take you on a tour of our building, and then just kind of see what we have to offer you. So our enrollment is open now. Our first day of school for youth is September 3rd. That's the Tuesday after Labor Day. And then our adult session will start up again on September 4th, which is a Wednesday. So the best option is just to come in, and we're at 499 West Main Street in Benton Harbor, right up by the roundabout. So they can come in and enroll, and that's for youth and adults. And you can also find us on Facebook at Bridge Academy at Michigan Works. And you can search us there through Facebook, or you can call us.
And are there any fees or tuition costs or other costs associated with enrolling in Bridge Academy?
It's a great question. We do not charge anything for our services. So we really are here to help the community as a whole, and we know that good communities have educated folks in them, and so we want to be able to help alleviate some of those strains for people that don't have a diploma or don't have a job path to do that free of charge.
One thing that jumped out to me about this as well, as I was reading about this fall enrollment opening, is that you guys use certified teachers, and that may not sound like a huge deal, except that some public schools in our area do not have as many certified teachers as they really should have.
Right. So our educational team, myself included, all have valid Michigan teaching certificates. And so that helps really just to beef up our ability to help not only on the social skills side or on the vocational side, but on the academic track as well. So it's a requirement as part of our partnership through Berrien Springs Public Schools that we do have certified teachers in each classroom. So as of right now, we employ 3 certified teachers to serve the students that we're serving, both adults and youth.
Another thing that sort of jumped out at me as well is you were talking about operating like a family, and you mentioned earlier about helping the entire person. Could you elaborate on that a little bit? What do you mean by that, operating like a family and having this kind of focus?
I think we know that relationships really drive change. So we know that our students may come to us with a lot of different things going on in their lives, and the reality is we get to be that stable place to land for a lot of our students, whether they're adult or their youth. So we really do try to operate and behave like a family. And you know what? Sometimes families have disagreements, and sometimes families succeed, and sometimes they fail, and we can do that together. It's a really scary thing to jump into a new educational opportunity or try something different. And so we really do try to come alongside our students to encourage them, to keep them going. When they want to give up, we try to come alongside like a mom or a dad or a brother or a sister would to say, you got this, you're worth fighting for, let's keep going together. So that's why our staff is so passionate to do this, and that's why our students see the success that they see, because I have someone in their corner that's really fighting to help get them to complete their goals.
And that's incredibly important for people that may be struggling financially or may have unstable home environments or anything else that stands in the way of them developing to their full potential. So that's incredibly important to
we
have that
be
stable
that,
place to
that
land.
That soft place to land for them and keep a consistent availability for them that we can help with a variety of things to get them on the right track.
In some cases, at least, you can connect folks who are in Bridge Academy to local employers.
That's right. So another beautiful piece of the partnership we have with Michigan Works is that our Michigan Works Service Center is truly, we're under the same roof. So we have teams within the Bridge Academy team that are out looking for local employers that are willing to employ our students. So we have all these community connections, community partnerships that we're able to make work for the actual, at the individual level. So we have a business solutions team through Michigan Works that we're able to connect students to. And then through our vocational training, we can take students on tours of local businesses, because a lot of our students may not necessarily know what it is that they want to do. And not looking for a job, but looking for a career and a career path. And so we're able to give our students experiences and exposure to what local employers already have available and who have a need for employees. We're able to kind of truly, you know, pun intended, bridge that gap to help students to make those connections and find themselves employed.
And the first day of classes, it's hard to believe, but summer's is rapidly coming to a close. Your first classes will happen September 3rd, but enrollment is open until October 2nd.
That's right. So we really, really need to have everybody, especially for youth. It's a youth-specific deadline for enrollment, October 2nd. Adults, we do enroll year-round, but it's very important that our youth get to us before then. And ideally, we want to get them started right as the school year begins for all local schools, which is September 3rd. So that's when our orientation will be held. But even if you're, you know, coming in a little bit later, we'd love to help you. I'd love to connect with you about what we can do to help you get you to complete your goals.
All right. Ellie Knapp, Interim Director of the Bridge Academy.
Bridge Academy, like you said, Doug, offers high-demand vocational training for certified nurse assistants, pre-apprentice construction training, and retail workers. For more information, you can visit their website, MIWorks. That's the letters M and the letter I, miworks.org. So some good information there. They've been in operation 10 years now.
Yeah, and as Ellie Knapp said, you could come to the location if you're interested in checking it out, if you think it might work for you or somebody you know. 499 West Main Street in Benton Harbor is that address. And this is a partnership between the public school system here, Michigan Works, and it's for Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. So anybody out there that may be in need of this, or if you know somebody who's in need of this. You should reach out and take advantage of this opportunity.
Yeah, I was reading about the Bridge Academy. Their enrollment just in the past 5 years, I think, has gone up something like 80% or something. So it's really a big success for
Yeah, kids. And when you're talking about people who are struggling financially and may have struggled financially in their family for a generation or two or even more, there's a wide variety of things that they need to support them as they try to realize their full potential and accomplish some progress in their lives, you know. And this is not just connecting people with employers. It's not just educating people. It's all of those things, as Ali said in that clip, to talk about, to try to develop the full person and try to provide some resources that just haven't been there for a lot of people. And it's a helping hand up is what it is. And it's a 10th year now. And so it's the Bridge Academy. Good opportunity if you know anybody that might be eligible for this.
Awesome. So stop by or visit their website, miworks.com.